Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome.
Yay! Good morning! Supercharged Manifesting Monday. Good morning to you. I am excited because it's the week of Valentine's Day and I've got the love expert, if you ask me, on with me this morning. Hi, Jean. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We're talking about love, and I don't know about you, in honor of Valentine's Day, I wore red today. I think all the flower people are absolutely excited for this week, right? We get flowers, chocolate, lingerie, like all those businesses are hyped and ready to go. All right. So for us, this morning, we're talking about love, which one of the things for me is one of my top three values. And I know, like, for me, it's not even relationships. Those of you that know me know I'm pretty passionate about my people and my relationships, and I have so much love to share. And actually, when I did the values test, for me, it comes down to one of my top three is a relationship, like with a loving partner. It's a big part of who I am. And so on my life's journey, I've had lots of loves. Lots of love, been loved, loved a lot, all that great stuff. And now at this sweet spot I would consider in my life, I'm absolutely ready to take everything I've learned, all the experiences I've had, and completely fulfill that part of me by manifesting the most amazing relationship of my dreams with an extraordinary man. Extraordinary, not just any regular guy, right? So I'm just going to ask, if you're on and you are an extraordinary relationship, is something that you're all about to and you're ready for it, can you just give me some loves and lights so I know that you guys are on and we're having a conversation that's relevant to you? All right, so let's see those coming through. And while you're doing that, I'm going to introduce the beautiful woman, Heather Garbutt. And I just, in this moment, I'm trying to remember how in the world our worlds crossed. But you know what? It's history, and who cares right now? Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, universe, for bringing this incredible woman into my life. I am so grateful, so blessed, and she's so sweet and gracious. Like, wait till you hear her. Just, oh my gosh, you want her in your life too. So Heather, professionally, is a psychotherapist, which I think is really important. She's a psychotherapist and also a relationship coach. And because I know so much about what it takes to be in a healthy, happy relationship, I know that the psychotherapy part plays a big role in her coaching. And she's also an intuitive. And one of the things that you've probably seen in my email was about how she made a wish for me. So I'm going to share a little bit more about that with you in a little bit. But I want you to know who you're hearing from this morning. So she's a world-renowned psychotherapist and coach specializing in love and relationships. She brings swift and effective change to people struggling in their romantic life. Her hybrid model blending coaching and psychotherapy provides deep and permanent results for her clients. And this morning, Heather is going to help us with some tips for achieving or experiencing a healthy relationship. You know, if you're on, just know that this is relevant for you. If you know you have some past hurts that you need to heal, you're in the right place. Go ahead and give me a like. If you know that's you, you have some past hurts you need to heal, you know you have unhelpful thoughts when it comes to relationships, you just know, like, you want a relationship. I'm telling you all, I've had to work through my abandonment thoughts. Like, I'll be getting ready to go out on a date and I find myself, like, the date's already established, but I find myself sitting there all day worrying, is he going to show up, right? And so this is all my abandonment stuff that will come up. So whatever it is for you, if you know you want a relationship, but you have unhelpful thoughts that sabotage that, then you're in the right place. And if you know you have blocks to love, whatever they might be, however they show up for you, you know, the people that follow me, I don't even need to tell you, you might have blocks to love. You kind of just know. You're not yet in a healthy, happy relationship with one of your dreams, and you see things happening that are just writing on the wall for you. Something's up inside me, and I know I'm blocking this. So if that's you, then you're in the right place. And I'm going to turn this over to Heather. Not before I tell you about the wish that she made.
Yeah, do. Go on. It's magic.
It's magic. So I saw Heather posting something about how she makes wish for people. And she's like, I'm really in this sweet spot where I'm making wishes for people and they're manifesting. And, you know, that's all you need to say to me. You can sell me any crystal, any oil, anything that will make manifesting easier. So I messaged Heather personally and said, hey, can you make a wish for me? And we went through her process for making a wish. And within 24 hours, literally 24 hours of her making her wish, which was for me, that I would meet the man that I had journaled about. And I met him within 24 hours of her making that wish. Now, all of you are going to get super excited about this. And so let me calm you down and say, we're still completing the manifesting. However, I met him. I absolutely 100% met the man that I journaled about within 24 hours of her wish. So, you might want to talk to Heather too, but let's start with some of the things that might be blocking you from having the most loving relationship that you deserve and desire. So Heather, what do you have for us this morning to share?
Okay. Well, I think it follows the coaching model that you follow in manifestation. You know, the most important thing is to get a really clear intention. You know, I made mine in 2016. That by the end of the year, I would have met the man, the next man. I didn't know he was going to be the one, but I think he could be, you know. And I did that within 6 weeks, really clear intention, listed everything that I wanted. And I'm not talking necessarily about, you know, brown hair, green eyes sort of stuff, but the qualities of the man that I wanted. And I wanted the relationship that was happy, healthy, luscious, sexy, intelligent, warm, respectful, you know, the list that every woman wants. And I really nailed it very specifically. I also wanted him to live close to me. And you might hear a snoring dog. He has to like dogs. Absolutely has to like dogs in the outdoors. And he does. Yeah. The first time we met, my dog jumped in a canal and she thought it was tarmac. And he got her out. He just lifted by the collar, 27 kilos of dog, got him out.
Wow. And that's how you met?
That was the first date, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, so step number one, right, was that, like,
get a really clear intention.
Have a really clear intention. And over the years, and this is one of the things, talk about manifesting the man, meeting the man after Heather made the wish. Like, this past summer, after years of writing my list, and I've written 20 pages even about the guy of my dream. And this summer, I finally got, I was, you know, with a group of women and I just called myself out on my crap. I was like, Tasha, you keep writing about this guy and every time you write about him, you're settling. Like, you are not really going all the way out fully in your desire for what you really want. And, you know, it was like, let's say what it was that I really wanted a guy with green eyes, right? And so I was, for example, saying, oh, no, but I'd be okay with a guy with any color eyes. As long as he's got this, right? And so this summer, I finally sat down and I was like, I'm going to stop kidding myself. Here's what I really want. This is what I would really love to have. And the guy, 24 hours after Heather's wish, was everything that I wrote about this summer when I was finally being true to me. So I love that. So number one, a really clear intention. All right, we got that.
Yeah. Just while we're thinking, I wonder if it might be worth pooling our ideas here and asking everybody for a couple of qualities that they would really want to have in a relationship so they don't all have to think about it individually.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really great. So if you're watching, could you start just sharing with us some of the qualities that are really important to you now in a relationship, right? Because I think most of us, we've gone through the tall, dark, and handsome tanned, right, and financially independent. I feel like we've all gone beyond that at this point. So we're talking about qualities that make you feel loved and safe and special and, you know, all that wonderful stuff. What are some of the things that you would want in a relationship, guys and girls, if you're watching? So let's start asking you guys if you could start typing. And we're doing this through Be Live, so sometimes I don't think that we can see all of your comments. But if you can just start sharing, I think it'd be really great for others to see, oh, wow, yeah, you know what? I've never even thought about that. But that's really important to me now that I see somebody else typing it. So, all right, so we're waiting for you. Come on, let's see.
I'm just noticing Jacqueline wrote, yeah, she's similar. She wrote a list to Jesus, the man of her dreams, and met him 2 weeks later. And she passed her dreams and got married 3 months later than that. Isn't that wonderful?
I love it. Carla says, good listener. Valerie says, a conscious man. Angie says, sees me with love. Yeah. Paula, consistency. So Paula, like, can you share a little bit more? Consistency. Leslie says, wealthy, good with money, great teeth. That's a great one, Leslie. Never thought of that. Great teeth and kind, caring, and sensual. Carla says humorous. She wants them to make her laugh. Yes, Carla.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, it's brilliant. So this will lead you in. This will lead you into the next piece quite naturally. Oh, these are lovely things.
Oh, Sarah says, love my kids. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and someone that could fix and repair a home. That's brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. I know that's a sort of tangible thing, but I think it goes in the quality of support, you know, the kind of support we want from our man. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, awesome. Guys, you're doing a great job. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Catherine says, curious, compassionate, and happy with himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, I actually had this guy, as he was telling me the things that he liked about me, he said, I like that you have a purpose. I like that I don't need to be your purpose. I was like, oh my God, they say that a lot in coaching. I can't believe guys really, really, really think that. He was like, I really like that you have a purpose. You're happy about your life. And I was like, imagine that. That's exactly what I want in you. I want you to be happy with your life, right? So yeah, amazing. Loves to travel, Carla says. Oh, Suli, very giving. Nicola, consistent. I love it. Oh, Shannon says, lover and servant of people. Mwah. Mm. Oh my gosh, you guys. Mm. Awesome. All right.
What else? Thrilling. It's really thrilling to see how active you are and alive and thinking about this. You're really getting into it, aren't you? Gets me, I think, is brilliant too. Really sees who you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. What else do you have for us, Heather?
Well, following on, this is wonderful work, wonderful work. You need to get your vision clear. Mm-hmm. So I imagined walking with my love, holding hands with my dog, and I imagined the quality of that handhold. Really, really the detail, the warmth of it. So lovely. You know, sometimes his hand on my back, what we could see together, what we were enjoying together. I had an enjoyer of food. I've actually manifested somebody who's a splendid cook. He'll be so embarrassed that's gone out across the nation. But he is. The first dish he cooked for me was bouillabaisse, and it's a French soup with fish and garlic and tomatoes. Quite complicated, just amazing. And I thought, oh, wow, he's really pushing the boat out. But no, that's what he does all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you can let him know we're coming over.
Okay. I'll tell him.
He manifested all of us too.
Bring you all for dinner. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So really think about where you are, who you're being. You know, so imagine all of these details that you have of your man beside you in your life. You're at work, you know he's there. How do you feel when you're at work? What's it like for him to be at your back? What's it like knowing you're going to go home to a lovely dinner? What's it like that he is going to book you a lovely weekend away? You know, all of the things that you might want. He's going to sit in a field and read to you. Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I had somebody vision that and they actually got that. It was just.
Oh my gosh. Ladies, are you hearing this? I'm going to sit in a field and read to you. Like, I've never even thought about that. I'm adding.
That's got to go down. You said you might. Yeah. And it happened spontaneously. She'd had that in her vision and then they went for a picnic and she put her head in his lap and he said, "Would you mind awfully if I read to you?" It's very, very English. "Would you mind awfully?" How delightful. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was poems by David White, just gorgeous poems.
Lovely. Greg Wheeler.
Oh, I know him. Hello, Greg. Oh, I adore him. Oh, absolutely adore him. He's lovely.
Oh, it's wonderful, Heather. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
He's a fellow conscious and coupling, calling in the one coach, but he's your side of the Atlantic.
Oh, is he? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Lovely to see you. Oh, and here's Debbie.
Debbie!
Oh, Debbie's my special friend. We've been writing a program together along for Kezia Luckert, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Right. Okay, so let's go back to getting into that feeling. You really have to imagine, and you might want to write it down, really imagine yourself into it. How are you feeling and who are you being? So when you're at work and you know that he's doing all those other things to contribute to your life, how do you feel? Really feel it if it's happening now. So it might be you're doing the supermarket shopping together, you know? It might be you're looking out to sea together. He's reading while you're lying in the meadow, you know? How do you feel? Who are you being? Because that's where we're aiming to get you, to be that person you are there, so you really attract that sort of man or woman, whatever, you know, if it's a woman. But you really get into it, really feel your most juicy, vibrant, lively self.
Yes. So I, as you know, I'm a big believer, practitioner, teacher, like a big part of the work that we do in manifesting in our context is usually money and wealth and financial results and business results. But right, the principles apply across the board. And we talk a lot about visioning because it's not just, you know, seeing is believing, or seeing is like, if you can see it, you can have it. And I absolutely know, I don't believe, I know that when you can see and feel it, it must be yours. It must be yours. Mm-hmm. And the magic of visioning, you can literally close your eyes without the actual reality of the person being your life right now and see, feel, believe into it and enjoy it even. Like, mm-hmm. You don't even need to wait till the person is manifested. You can close your eyes right now and enjoy the feeling of being read to in the meadow. No, I don't awfully mind at all. Yes, please bring it on. Right. Mm-hmm. So that I love. So number one is get really clear about your intentions. What is it that you truly desire in this relationship and the qualities of the person that you want to call into your life? And then number two, create a vision. And I love making it really simple for me. I create just one, like a moment, you know, whether it's laying in the field with the person reading the book, or whether it's we're shopping in the grocery store and what that feels like. For you, it was like walking with your guy, holding his hand. And if you can just create that one moment that you visualize over and over and over and enjoy it fully, for me, that makes it easier than trying to create, you know, close my eyes and go into a new one all the time.
Absolutely.
But yeah. All right. So.
What I suggest you do with that too, is when you've written it down, find a voice recorder.
Mm.
And I've got an app on my phone. I think it is actually called Voice Recorder. It's a free app, I think. And I recorded it and then I listen back to it. You know, it's like you do the Feed My Dream.
Yes.
You describe to yourself what's happening, how you're feeling, who he is, where you are, in as much detail as possible, and then you record it and listen to it. So you don't just have to think it up. You can go to sleep listening to it. You know, you can lie in the bath listening to it. You can drive listening to it. So it becomes second nature to think that way.
And how does this apply if you are in a relationship, right? So
good point. I think if you are in a relationship, you'll know that there are particular areas of it that might need work. But if you really visualize how you would like it to be, that can get you halfway there. And there are other things, you know, like there's the five love languages guy, Gary Chapman, just lovely stuff. If things aren't quite right with your man, just look and do that quiz together. Because for me, my partner, he really loves doing and receiving acts of service. Well, I'm a words of affection woman. Read into it, find out what you each need from each other, and it can just create that bit more closeness, that bit more openness, that bit more warmth. It's just lovely.
Yeah, and I think so for me, you know, this is Heather's sweet spot, but because I believe in the principles, I've always just said, look, relationships is not my thing, I'm working on manifesting my own. However, I know that the principles apply. So, you know, the same thing, if you are in a marriage or a relationship and there are parts of it, or in general, it just doesn't feel like it's not the relationship of your dreams, right? Don't throw the baby and the bathwater out. Let's reel back in and use these same principles. Go back to, okay, so I am in this relationship. Let me get clear on what are the qualities of this person that I'm with that I would like to pull out more of, right? Mm-hmm. Because we all have the qualities. They're all within us. It's right. So it's get really clear on how you want the relationship to look and feel. What are the qualities of the person that maybe you have already identified you really like or love, and you want more of those things? You're just going to get really clear on that. And then the same process. I know Jackie is watching, and one of the things that Jackie shared with me, I'll never forget, was after she was married, and you heard her say within 3 months, so it was a really, like, they were very clear they wanted to be together. They got married, and the relationship of her dreams, you know, started to unravel a little bit. And I remember saying, you know, she said, I would constantly visualize him being the man I had met, all of the things that I'd fallen in love with, no matter what was happening. Sure, we were married now and things were, you know, getting a little crazy. But she's like, I just went back to the visualizing. I would just visualize our relationship being ideal and full of love and him being generous and kind. And within weeks, she said, I didn't engage in the arguments. You know, or when he was getting upset and say, she wouldn't do it, she would actually practice all of these things. And it's been several years. She's, as you can see, if you've ever seen them on Facebook, they're all over each other all the time, right? So yeah, relationship or not, I love what you're sharing, Heather, because it works.
It does. It absolutely does. It's wonderful.
Yeah. All right. So that's number two.
Okay. So number three is getting rid of the blocks that stop you from being who you are when you're in your vision. This is the point.
Can I repeat that? Number three is getting rid of the blocks that stop you from who you're being when you're in the vision.
Yeah.
Wow. Because when I'm visualizing that woman in the dream with that guy, has no blocks, right? I'm there, I've already achieved it. So when I open my eyes and I'm back to, this is like me with the guy's on his way for our date, and here I am in this moment worried with my abandonment issues, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, wow. Okay, share a little bit more about that with us, Heather.
Okay, so we may, when we're young, make decisions in life in order not to be hurt. So you have, on some level, decided, you know, I feel abandoned, and that there'll be some sort of protective layer in you because of that. For me, I've had something similar because I was in hospital as a baby. I felt very alone. So I've sort of lived my life as if I'm alone. And that's been so unconscious. So if I've had relationships, which I have, I've been in parallel, not in connection. You know, they live their life, I live mine. We just carry on down the middle.
It's been
really powerful. Yeah. Yeah. And feeling a nuisance. I think when I was little, because of all of the illness things that I had, I think I was quite a nuisance, and I talked lots and I didn't get listened to. It's not a reflection on my parents. You know, they were up against it. They were almost of a Victorian generation. They didn't know how to do emotions, and they were horrified to see their little kid in plaster, and, you know, they could barely look. So I can understand where they were coming from. But the upshot was that I made some decisions about, I'm going to be alone, and I'm not going to really speak up for my feelings and needs, because I just get rejected, get treated as a nuisance. And these are my caregivers, so I really have to look after them, or I'm really on a hide into nothing. You know, it's life and death when you're really tiny. And there are lots of things that people hold. It can be, I'm a burden, I'm not good enough, I'm invisible, I'm not safe. Oh, loads of them. I'm not important.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I find interesting is on our way to having the relationship of our dreams. And as you're listening, remember, this is if you're single or not, right? So think about that. The rules apply. I think the qualifier is, do you feel you're in the relationship of your dreams, right? So if you feel any less than that, then this conversation is for you. Whether you're married, single, or dating, it doesn't really matter, right? So, you know, what's it like? Yep, I have blocks. This is where I find most people sometimes are in denial because they're like, I can't meet a good guy. The guys I meet are all da 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 da. You know, my husband is always doing this. And it's not quite as easy, like you said, to see the agreements we've made and how we show up with these things that then attract the person to respond to us in a certain way.
Yeah, it takes a good piece of work because these are largely unconscious things. We haven't intended to do this. And like, you know, it's taken me a long time to get right back to that babyhood piece that's been the cornerstone of my life. So I really would advise getting somebody to help you with it. There are calling in the one coaches, conscious uncoupling coaches all over the world. There must be other types of love and relationship coach. Heartily recommend Greg. He knows all about this stuff, which is very nice. He's here to support me. Without being asked, it's lovely. So the book that Catherine has is a workbook. Catherine Woodward Thomas wrote the Calling in the One program and Conscious Uncoupling, and that's called Calling in the One. So you can work through that book, and to some degree, you can make some changes on that, but it's designed as a workbook, so it's better if you can get a coach to really support you with it.
Yeah.
You can't think outside your own box.
Yeah, I'll just say I've done the workbooks. Believe me, I've bought all the programs. I've done the workbooks. And I have found when you hear me saying a lot of the things that I'm talking about, you know, even being able to recognize the abandonment thing showing up is as a result of working with a coach. And so I'm grateful you're recommending all these programs and everyone else. And I want to recommend you because I know the heart that you have. I know the passion that you have for this work. I know the conversations that we've had. I know your magical power to make a wish. Guys and girls, can you imagine having someone make a wish for you who has your love interest so powerfully at heart that with their own power can make a wish and, you know, you haven't done the work, within 24 hours, meet this person. To me, that's magic. And that's why I want to recommend that you all find a way to reach out to Heather. I asked Diane to type her information in. Oh, look, Diane, wow, thank you. Heather@heathergarbett.com. And her website is heathergarbett.com. So I'll actually spell her name because just so you get it right. If you're watching and this resonates and you know it's Valentine's Day this week, this is your year for all of it, including love and a passionate, happy, healthy, wholesome relationship of your dreams kind of relationship, let Heather help you. Please get the help that you need. So it's Heather Garbutt, G-A-R-B-U-T-T, Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, and then G-A-R-B-U-T-T.com. That's her website, or Heather@heathergarbett.com. Please reach out to her. Have a conversation. I asked her actually to make a nice little package for you guys that would make it really easy for you to get started. So you don't have to do, you know, yet like a big year-long thing if that's not, just to get you started. Because sometimes just getting started is where the magic happens. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So Heather, can you share a little bit about what you created for everyone watching this morning to reach out to you?
Yes, I put it on my website. And it's a £95 package, and I will create a vision for you that I will record it for you so that you can listen to it if you like to have my voice and my heartfelt gratitude and gravitas coming towards you. What I'd like to do actually is do a little wish at the end of our time for everybody that's on the call.
Yes!
And I will put on that vision at the end, I will put a heartfelt wish for you. It's not my power. It's coming through me. I look over my shoulder, sort of, where did that come from? You know, but it seems to happen. So I'm letting it be. I don't charge for wishes because I think they are just something sweet and gentle that comes through me.
Oh, Yeah, I love that. And you know, I feel the wishes manifest when you've had a chance to go through the beginning process, you know, just some part of doing the work. So thank you, Heather. So 95 pounds for some time with Heather. And I don't even know what's included in that. I just know all I heard was she's going to help you create your vision, record it in her voice. She's done that for me. I press play all the time and actually even had the guy listen to her recording. And he was like, wow. So yeah, so she's going to record that vision for you, everyone saying thank you. Aww.
So if yeah, you can write for me so that we can be brief in the time that we have. If you can write for me the details of what you want, be as specific like we talked about at the beginning.
Yeah, be really specific before you get on your call with her. And so, all right, we have gone a little bit over our time, but I know that's okay. We had big things to talk about. We have, you know, I want you guys to feel really excited about your relationships and what's possible and get a chance to meet Heather and reach out to her for this support. I know Valentine's Day can feel a little, you know.
Can I make a wish for people?
Yes, I'm getting to that. So I wanted us to, oh, Trisha's on. She says, Heather, you are sweet and light filled. Oh my gosh. Oh, you see why I love her? I'm so blessed to know so many amazing people. So why don't we have Heather make us a wish? Who wants that? I know, I want a wish.
Okay. So if it's safe and comfortable to do so, close your eyes and put your hand on your heart. Dearest universe, it is my sincerest wish that everybody who's on this call today or who watches it finds true, deep, committed, warm, true love and are happy and fulfilled. It's all reciprocal, it's all healthy, it's all evolving, and creates such beauty and humor and light in the world. I ask this, please, for the good of all concerned and everybody whose lives they touch. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And so it is. And so it is. Hashtag love. Can you all write hashtag love? Let's just call in some love this week. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to hear about all that manifests and that those of you that know that it's calling to your heart to reach out to Heather, that you do. And then I'm really excited to hear about what you all manifest and the stories from your wish and your vision too. All right, so go have an amazing happy Valentine's Day. You got your first happy Valentine's Day from me. I love all of you. Thanks for being on every Monday morning. And, you know, let's just make this a love-filled week. Go give as much love as you have in you so that you're just in constant receiving mode, however love chooses to show back up for you. All right? Mwah, Heather, thank you. Mwah. All right, everyone. Go have a great, great week. Hashtag love. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.